All right, you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, this is Leah from Thunder Pussy, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio in Chicago. We welcome bassist Leah Julius to Sound Sessions. What's going on, Leah?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really well. So are you on the road right now? I heard that you're driving around going into Kansas City. Where are you coming from?
We are coming from Austin. I am currently laying in the backseat of our rental van. We played ACL Festival yesterday, and we're playing Kansas City tomorrow night before we make our way to Chicago later this week.
Radical. So you're playing, you just got done playing ACL, and you're coming to, where are you playing in Kansas City?
We're playing a place called the Riot Room.
Okay, that seems fitting.
I've never been to Kansas City, so this will be a new experience.
Well, very cool. So I wanted to ask, what's your preference? Do you have a preference between maybe the smaller venues and a big festival like ACL? What are the pros and cons of those two different places?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I love both. ACL yesterday was pretty magical, getting to play on one of those huge stages that just sound incredible. You know, the drums like are so booming and you feel everything. It's a pretty cool experience, and looking out at just a huge festival. But the small clubs really give you the opportunity to, I feel like we get to chat with almost every person who comes through the door, because we hang out at the merch table before the show, after the show. Mm-hmm. So it's a much better opportunity to really like connect with fans than the big festivals.
Yeah, I guess that's a really good point, because that's the way that you kind of spread the word about your band. Let's get a little bit of background on Thunder Pussy. When did you girls start, and what was the incarnation of the band? How did it come together? How do you know each other?
Yeah, well, Seattle's a pretty small town for being such a big city, but the music community is pretty tight-knit. So I played in various bands. I played drums, actually, and then I learned to play bass to join a band called Cumulus. And Whitney, our guitar player, also played drums in a band called the Grizzled Mighty back in the day. So our respective bands have played shows with each other. And so we knew each other, and then she and Molly, who's our lead singer, started dating about 6 or 7 years ago. A couple years into that, they decided to start a band called Thunder Pussy, and our other good friend, Lena Simon, at that time was playing drums, and they recruited me to play bass, and so that was in 2014, and we went with that lineup for about a year, and then Lena departed to go do other things. She plays in a band called La Luz. Mm-hmm. And then we found Ruby, our drummer now, who's from Chicago. So I was a really lucky find. And we've just been touring and playing music, and we just put out our first record this year. So we really took our time with that. But yeah, now it's just all about seeing the world and spreading the gospel of the pussy.
I love it. I love it, and I love the name of your EP, which kind of brought me to your band in the first place. Their debut EP, Greatest Tits, one of the greatest, greatest album names I think I've ever heard in my entire life. You must have been getting a lot of press from not only your name, but the name of your albums, and just like the aura or the majesty of Thunder Pussy. I know you've been asked this 1,000 times. Where did the name come from?
Well, it was a brainchild of our guitar player, Whitney. She and a friend back in the day thought of it, and they were like, that's a funny band name. And then when Whitney and Molly started playing music together, it was just kind of fitting. And since then, you know, the name was started as a joke, sort of, but not really. But since then, we've come to really claim it and see it as a useful tool to, like, represent what we're about, which is, you know, reclaiming the music industry, the music scene, the world for women and, you know, non-binary people, and just really taking a stab at it.
Fuck yes. I love everything that you guys stand for. It's amazing to see the progression that the band has made. You have the single Torpedo Love out. You have so many great songs. I've been rocking your album Thunder Pussy all day today. And holy smokes, there is no better name to encompass the sound of this great, gritty, kick-ass rock and roll that I'm hearing. What are some of your inspirations that you've kind of gained yourself over the years, and how do you find that great bass sound? What kind of bands do you look for inspiration?
I've only been a bass player for about 6 years now. I was a drummer before that. Mm-hmm. So coming to bass a little later in the game has been fun and given me the opportunity to really, like, dive into even some old classics again. You know, of course, like, obviously I was familiar with Zeppelin, but really diving in and being like, holy shit, John Paul Jones, what are you doing? And how do you do that? Has been a really fun game. But I grew up, you know, listening to punk music, and Hot Water Music was one of my favorite bands growing up, and Jason Black, their bass player, is just an incredible bass player, especially when it comes to being in punk bands. Mm-hmm. So those two, obviously, when it comes to playing bass. But overall, my favorite band is Against Me. I think Laura Jane Grace lives in Chicago now, which is awesome. And the rest of the band, you know, pretty diverse. Ruby, our drummer, she loves jazz and studied jazz drumming in college. Whitney grew up in the South and country and blues and the classics. And Molly, the same, grew up on Elvis. So we really draw from a lot of places.
That's fantastic. And what a great, great collection of artists. Never in the world did I think you would name drop Hot Water Music. Oh, that was the soundtrack of my high school years. When I heard that...
Me too.
Oh my gosh, when I heard that double track EP that Alkaline Trio and Hot Water Music put out together, I don't think I've ever played an album more in my entire life.
Oh my god, I love that one as well. Where they cover each other's, like, Russian Roulette and...
Yes!
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so you have this huge tour that you're getting put on. You're traveling everywhere from Kansas City all the way back to Seattle, ending on December 31st this entire year. How do you keep up this stamina when you're on the road? What kind of stuff do you do to keep yourself occupied?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, honestly, there isn't as much downtime as you would think. We're still a pretty young band, you know, so we don't have big crew or anything, so we drive ourselves. So I spent most of the day behind the wheel and out laying down in the back. Mm-hmm. I get car sick, so I can't do a whole lot in the car.
Oh, no.
But, you know, we try and see new cities and kind of just experience what we can when we're out on the road. We were lucky enough to be in Europe over the summer, and so there it was just cool to be able to, even when you're exhausted, draw inspiration from, you know, seeing new places and the beautiful architecture and meeting new people. So being open and excited about just seeing new places, even if it's Kansas City, to be like, I'm sure Kansas City has something cool. What can we find here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite cities out in Europe?
Surprisingly, I really liked Frankfurt, Germany. No one really told me that was a cool place, but I thought it was pretty sweet. Copenhagen was rad, but incredibly expensive. And the Netherlands were beautiful. I think those are probably my top three, but we were all over the place, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. You know, you mentioned that you get car sick, and I think a lot of people, especially our listeners and myself, can really relate to that. How do you fight that car sickness? Everyone has their own certain way and strategy to go about it. What's your way? Mine is Cheez-Its and just opening up the window just a crack to make it nice and cold.
I mean, it really depends. If I have nothing to do at the end of the day, like we're not playing a show, you know, sometimes I'll pop the Dramamine and really just let myself get into it. But other days where we have things to do, it's honestly just sort of stare out the window and listen to music. I listen to a ton of podcasts since I can't read, and I still want to feel like I'm learning or being informed about something.
Okay, what kind of podcasts are you into these days? Because you're on one right now, and I know you're going to say Sound Sessions, correct?
Yeah, Sound Sessions is number one, obviously.
Love it.
This is a little embarrassing, but I'm actually like a political nerd, and I worked in politics for a little bit before I played music. So I listen to, especially right now, you know, a lot of political ones, Pod Save America, Pod Save the World, The Weeds, and just kind of taking in all that.
I love that. Oh, yeah, Pod Save America. That's a big... They're coming out with a new HBO show, I heard, too.
Yeah, I was reading about that. They're doing some cool stuff right now and, you know, really trying to inspire everyone to get involved and vote, which is also something that we're really passionate about. So it's interesting being out on the road right now, you know, a few weeks before the biggest election of our lifetime, and seeing how, you know, various places are treating it. And at ACL weekend one, I think they registered over 700 voters, which is fucking rad.
Hell yeah. That's great. So November 6th, what is Thunder Pussy doing to kind of promote a positive agenda, and not even an agenda, but just positive voting, pushing us in the right direction? Are you guys doing anything specific?
Not anything. You know, we haven't partnered with any organizations or anything this year just because we've been on the road and so busy. I really would have loved to. But, you know, we're trying to bring people together, and that's something that we're passionate about. So coming out to the shows on this tour, you know, we're inspiring everyone to speak up, use their voice in the same way that we are to speak for the things that we believe in.
Yeah. I love that. And you can tell when I'm looking into your and doing a deep dive of research into your band, and I can see that you all stand for just great positive things. And that's, I think, why you're getting so much steam, especially with these tours. And by the end of it, who knows what's going to happen? You could be the biggest band in the world.
Hope so.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. You touched on some of your influences you had with bass playing and everything, but I want to go back to the way back years when your mom and dad were sitting around with you. Do you remember like the first album or cassette that your mom, dad, brother, cousin put on the record player or into the car, and you thought, wow, that's something that I could really do with my life one day?
Well, I was raised on Grateful Dead. My dad is a Deadhead, so I listened to a ton of that growing up. But, and I, you know, Grateful Dead's great, but that wasn't the thing. But when I was 8, we moved out to Seattle, and I had some new stepbrothers. And my brother Zach introduced me to Green Day with the CD Dookie. And that honestly sort of changed my life. I heard that, and I was like, what is this? Just fast, hard, you know, awesome pop punk, and I want to do that. And after that, I started playing drums.
That's so cool. Do you remember the first song? Because I actually got my start playing drums in a Deadhead cover band. We were called Free Firewood. And I remember those were the first songs that I would really practice on drums. Do you remember your first song that you picked up the sticks to?
It was probably a Blink-182 song. By the time I was able to actually, like, play a beat, I'm going to say it's probably Damn It.
Yes. Oh, man. Great. Really fast, too.
Yeah, I couldn't play it quite that fast back then.
Do you have any memories yourself of Chicago? Have you been here before?
Yeah, we actually played the Cobra Lounge back in March, and it was fucking awesome. Like I said, our drummer's from Chicago, so her entire crew comes out. Her grandma's tennis team was there.
Yes.
And I think like her elementary school teachers. So Chicago's a fun one for us.
Oh, well, we can't wait to have you. All right, last question. Again, thanks for joining us. We're talking to Lee from the band Thunder Pussy, again, playing October 20th at the Cobra Lounge. There's a lot of people and young kids who are sitting in their mom or dad's basement or garage right now, and they want to do what you're doing. What kind of advice can you give to them?
Ooh, just keep doing it. Even if you start doing something else, you'll probably come back to it. That's what happened to me. You know, I grew up in high school playing in punk bands, and I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. And then it kind of got pushed by the wayside, went to college, did some other things, started grad school, and then it came back, and I couldn't escape it. So, you know, just keep doing it, even if there's other things going on.
I love it. Just keep doing it, everybody. That's Lee Julius from the band Thunder Pussy. Go and pick up their album, Thunder Pussy. Go check them out at Cobra Lounge and on their tour. It's going through the 31st of December. Lee, thank you so much for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
Yeah, Michael, thank you for having me.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram.